Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. In the news from Yahoo, mainstream media, looks like they're already trying to condition you to accept climate lockdowns. And I will show you how in this article. Let's head over to Yahoo. And interestingly enough, at the top of this article, they have a video that is promoting Voldemort. And just basically, here's the story of his life and how he became the nation's top expert. Okay. So conspiracy groups could pivot to pushing climate change misinformation in 2022. Experts warn. Who are these experts? Well, and why do they have some level of expertise? This person looks like Klaus Incognito, doesn't it, Josh? It looks like Klaus is dressed up as a chick, like some old gal, and is trying to infiltrate the ranks of those who value freedom. He's spying on us. But let's read this article. Key points. So these conspiracy groups, according to this article, will pivot to pushing climate change misinformation in 2022. So you guys can already see where this is going. They're already conditioning society and people that consider this drivel news. They're already trying to put it out there that, oh, here's what's going to happen. They've gone from all of this misinformation, which is it really misinformation? And now they're going to tell you this misinformation. So when you hear it, just don't believe anything. Just don't listen to them. They're already setting people up to have this mindset. So in my mind, this basically, like, I've been someone that said, okay, there's probably a good chance that we go into climate change lockdowns into the future. Now, is that some wild conspiracy theory? According to them, yes. For me, it's pretty much common sense. So you go through what we did in 2020, and then they'll just look at how that reduced carbon emissions, and they'll say, there we go. And I think it all comes together when they are now realizing, which they are, that there is no way out of natural gas and nuclear. And in fact, I read a story this morning. I was talking to Adam Taggart about that earlier, where the definition for these energy sources has been changed so they can be included in what green energy is in Europe. And so what's going to happen is they're going to come to the realization that, okay, well, we can't get off these fossil fuels fast enough. So what we'll have to do is we'll have to just stay in our homes and it'll be the exact same argument. I mean, if you go outside, if you drive your car, you're being selfish. You want humanity to be extinct in 20 years. And it's going to make us even more divisive, because now it's not just people who go outside wearing something over their face, but now it's people who go outside at all. And isn't it interesting that we now have the metaverse? So you don't even have to go outside. All you have to do is just lock yourself in the house and just stay in the metaverse and let all the global elite consume the energy and the limited resources that we have. So again, how are you, I would ask this person that's writing this, how are you defining conspiracy? Because if I were to go back and look at all the things that have been labeled a quote unquote conspiracy, even prior to March 2020. I mean, going back to when I started my YouTube channel, and you look at everything that's been labeled a conspiracy theory, And 90% of those things have come to fruition. So, I mean, don't you think this same person would have looked at one of my videos in January, February of 2020 and said, oh, just conspiracy theory. It's just that alt-right conspiracy theory George Gammon guy. Oh, what a crazy nut job he is. You don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. You know, or same thing that you see now the media coming out with the first story of the day, that's the people who are obese are actually a little more at risk. But this same person, I guarantee you, 6 months ago, oh, don't, that's conspiracy theory, nonsense. In fact, I remember even reading a story, and I forgot the news outlet, but it was in the mainstream media. This would have been back in 2020, actually arguing how fat people do better against the surveys of sickness. So I wish I had it right here, but if you Google it, I'm sure you can pull it up if they haven't taken it down already, because it's just so blatantly ridiculous. But this is the thing. So who gets to define what a conspiracy is? You see, why is it this guy? Why is it the mainstream media? And if these conspiracy theories keep coming true, at what point do you look at the people who are saying these things and saying, okay, well, actually, they're the ones that are right all the time. And therefore, maybe we should start not labeling them as tinfoil hatters. But this, in my opinion, we're going to see more and more of these types of articles trying to, because they've got to backpedal on the surveys of sickness narrative. We've been talking about that for probably 2 weeks on this channel, and I've been talking about it nonstop on Twitter. So, and we saw that with this, the story that we did earlier today as well. So I think they realize that that's a lost cause. So they've got to backpedal there, but now they've got to figure out, okay, well, what do we do next? I think the global elite know what they want to do next. They want to go from one crisis to the next, because that's how they usurp power and control. And now they're starting to push this out in the mainstream media to try to condition people to expect this. So when you see a lockdown in the future, well, you know that whoever is against that lockdown, you already know, you've been preconditioned, you've been brainwashed, influenced, manipulated to believe that that person that's against a lockdown, for whatever reason, they are a conspiracy theorist. They're the enemy. They're the alt-right. They're the people that are subhuman. They're the people that are selfish. Those idiots who always talk about freedom and liberty. And if you think I'm exaggerating, just wait till we get down this article. This is exactly what they're saying. So he said right here, the next key point, they will frame climate policy as a loss of civil liberties. What do you mean climate policy? What climate policy are you referring to? Because as of right now, there are no climate policies that anyone I know in the freedom and liberty movement are saying are a loss of civil liberties. Are you saying that if gas is higher cost, that we're somehow going to claim that that's a loss of civil liberty? You see where I'm going with this? The only thing that would make sense that we would say is a loss of civil liberty are the things that we have said over the past year and a half are a loss of civil liberty, which are lockdowns, which are mandates. But yet he won't come out and admit, or she, whoever's writing this article, they won't come out and admit that this is their agenda, but they kind of insinuate. And what's crazy is the whole article is saying that anyone who has this assumption, they're the conspiracy theorist, they're the tinfoil hatter. When I think it's pretty obvious, they're just trying to plant the seed. So when they do something like this, you will expect it. And anyone that pushes back will just be discounted as crazy. So then they go on to say the conspiracy theorists are already using phrases like climate lockdown to spread misinformation. What misinformation? What misinformation? Like me as an example, I've said that there, it's not a certainty. I mean, how many times do I say that a day? You guys watch these videos. I probably say that 10 times a day. There are no certainties. There are only probabilities. But I've said so many times that it would not surprise me if the governments look at the climate change agenda and say the only way that we're going to get from A to B is to have people stay in their homes for 6 months. And we're doing it for the planet. We're doing it for humanity. Is that a huge stretch? I mean, honestly. So that's what I am saying. That's my hypothesis. There is a decent probability. How is that misinformation? I'm not saying that this is 100% guaranteed going to happen. Expect it next Tuesday. I mean, this is, and see, they never get into detail. They always just give you these overgeneralizations. Let's move down the article. Those who already proliferate baseless conspiracy theories about and lockdowns could turn their attention to spreading misinformation about climate policy. What climate policy are you talking about? And then it says, said one extremism expert. Who? An extreme, what? Josh, how would you be qualified? Like, can you go to college for that? To become an extremism, major in extremism? I mean, this, guys, you got to see the writing on the wall here. Honestly, they're doing this for a reason. I mean, it's just, come on. It's so obvious. They will frame climate policy as a loss of civil liberties and a loss of freedom. Again, what climate policy are you referring to? Like, give me a specific policy. Are you talking about putting an additional tax on gas? Or are you talking about locking us in a cage? And see, what they're saying is, oh, we're not going to lock you in a cage. Oh, that's crazy talk. That's conspiracy. But they don't give you exactly what they are referring to. And the only thing that people would argue would be a loss of civil liberty is that lockdown or mandates. So you see how they're almost admitting what the agenda is by trying to get you to believe there is no agenda. And anyone who thinks there might be, again, tinfoil hatter that should be dismissed. Phrases like green lockdown, climate lockdown are already being used, he continued, which refer to conspiracy theories that groundlessly state environmentalists will order global lockdowns to help reduce carbon emissions. I mean, again, is that a stretch? Is this person even, it's like this person has been living under a rock since 2020 and they have not seen, or they're just oblivious to what governments have done. Like, I would strongly encourage this person, just go down to Australia really quick, just fire down there and see what they're doing with their quarantine camps, and ask yourself, is it a big stretch for them to say we need to continue to have similar measures? Because thank goodness we've got this crisis in the rearview mirror, but now we've got to focus on the real crisis that we have for the next 50 years, which is climate change. I mean, is that really a stretch?
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com. GeorgeGammon.com/pro. That's GeorgeGammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
They said that's merging of the two worlds of disinformation. And then another thing I would ask Mr. or Mrs. O'Connor here is why? Why? Like, I'm sure I'm someone that they would put into this category. So why am I doing this, Mr. or Mrs. or author of this article? Like why? Or who is this O'Connor person? This is an analyst at the Institute of Strategic Dialogue think tank. Okay. So, and I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl, but it doesn't matter. With this person, why? I mean, obviously they won't watch this video, but if they, I mean, that's a direct question I'd have for them is why am I doing this? Like, am I just deranged? What is my motivation? And if you go down the, what is it, money? It's not that. I've got plenty of money. I don't have to do these YouTube videos at all. I sit here and do these things. I work on this probably 8 hours a day. What do I do that for my health? Do I do that for my ego? Not even close. Because I could do a lot better things with my time to satisfy my ego than sit here and talk into a camera for 6 hours a day. Or do a whiteboard video with stick characters, right? I mean, I would really encourage this person to analyze my life prior to YouTube. Or I had no concerns. I had no financial concerns whatsoever. Zero. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I had my own TV show in Medellin. I was investing in real estate. I don't need any of this stuff. You know, the reason I started with talking about macro is because I was passionate about it and I wanted to get these things off my chest. And then the line in the sand for me is when they came in with the mandates. And that's when I still obviously do the whiteboard videos. I focus on that. That's still something I'm extremely passionate about. But I know that that macro at the end of the day doesn't matter. And there is no bigger macro economic event than what has happened in 2020 and 21. That's just the bottom line. So if I were to ignore what's going on, not only would I be, I would be ignoring the biggest macro event in our lifetime, but also I realized that what's far more important at macro than at the end of the day is liberty and freedom, for heaven's sakes. Yeah, I always say if you got gold, Bitcoin, real estate, it just doesn't matter. Because if you haven't got freedom, you've got nothing. Zero. So I am willing to do this all day, every day for the sake of just trying to move the needle and push back against authoritarians, because I believe that this is the trajectory we are on right now. And I think anyone who is critically thinking, who is observing the world around them, would come to a similar conclusion. And this person, if they are being genuine, I think the only way that they could come to this conclusion is because they have been completely brainwashed by the mainstream media and they haven't really dug into the facts. Because if they would just open their eyes and if they would actually do some research, I don't see how they could set the probability of us having climate lockdowns in the future at zero. There's no way that this person could say it's a 0% probability. The only way they could is if they, like I said, were brainwashed and just didn't do the research, or they're malicious and trying to really push this agenda from whomever it's coming down from, whether that's the politicians, the global elite, the IMF, the World Economic Forum, who knows? But we know that these people influence the media heavily. So this person has got to fall under one of those categories. I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to sit here and speculate. But the bottom line is that these types of articles should increase, or I think definitely increase, the probability of us seeing these in the future. If I wasn't seeing any type of articles like this, I would say, well, you know, I think the probability is still there, but it's lower. The more of these articles you see, in my opinion, the more the probabilities increase that we actually will see climate change lockdowns in the future. And then they go on to throw Telegram under the bus. And you can see once they start attacking specific platforms that there's an agenda here. Telegram, a cross-platform messaging service, will likely host the evolution of these ideas by conspiracy groups, according to O'Connor. And the analysts added that the counter-narrative would have real-world consequences. Not sure about that, but so what she's doing here, or he or whomever, is they're basically trying to condition the viewer to say, whatever you do, don't go on that Telegram. Oh, there's going to be a lot of people that tell you to go on Telegram, but don't go there, because if you do, the conspiracy theorists are going to get you. So just stay on Twitter, stay on Yahoo News, and completely ignore those alternative social media platforms. Why? Isn't the best disinfectant for bad ideas sunshine? Like, why aren't we going on to Telegram to debate this, right? Why is she saying, oh, well, stay away from Telegram? That's where those crazy conspiracy groups like to get their ideas. I mean, this is how obvious. Here we go. In November, ahead of the COP26 event, CBS News reported that climate change conspiracies were spreading rapidly on the internet. We found that climate change disinformation trends on social networks borrow from themes that are effective. Effective at what? Again, let's use me as an example. I'm sitting here talking about standing up for freedom and liberty. What? How is this effective? What kind of nefarious objective do I have where talking about freedom and liberty helps me achieve that objective? Like, what are you talking about? Obviously none of this makes sense. So, and this person is Blackbird AI CEO, Wasim Khalid, per the media. I mean, giving these people the benefit of the doubt, I think they just live in this echo chamber of CNN, and they never get outside of that echo chamber, and they never do research. They hear me talking, let's say, and they just dismiss me, and they don't ever look at, okay, well, this guy's saying it, Joe Rogan's saying it, you know, Brett Weinstein's saying it, Chris Martinson, you know, all these people, they just completely dismiss them instead of actually looking into it and saying, well, maybe there's something to this idea. Let me research it further. Let me look at the facts. Let me look at the data. See, they never do that. All they do is just, if you're outside of the CNN tunnel, then you're just an extremist and you're not to be taken seriously. That's giving them the benefit of the doubt. But I think there's a lot of that going on. But then I also think that these people are just under the ether of the global elite. They get invited to Davos. They think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. They drink the Kool-Aid, and therefore, anyone who stands up for freedom and liberty has to be the enemy. And just like, I think it's so ironic that I see them using a crisis to further their objectives, to move into another crisis to further their objectives, which are taking away more of your freedom and liberty and taking more power and control, micromanaging your life. But they see the people who are standing up for freedom as doing the same thing. Like, oh, those freedom, liberty, free market capitalists, crazy people. They're just using the cerveza sickness as a crisis to spread their misinformation. And then it's like, what is that, gaslighting? I always hear that. That's gaslighting 101 right there. Utterly bizarre. But just watch out for more articles like this, trying to kind of influence people preemptively and trying to condition them. So when they do see the lockdowns or the climate lockdowns, if we get them in the future, those of us like me and other people that stand up for liberty and freedom once we start pushing back, then it gives those people that read Yahoo News an automatic trigger signal to just completely ignore anyone that has a dissenting view of lockdowns for whatever reason. It's really a dissenting view of anything the government does. That's what their main position is. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you on the next video.